This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
He loves his job. He loves his customers, and everybody enjoys coming in there and talking to Flynn. And a leader who was attending a seminar asked him if he liked his job. And Flynn said, "I love my job." And the speaker said, "Well, what is it you love about it?" And he says, "Well, the managers will come around and they'll say, 'Flynn, how are you doing today? Is there anything I can do to help you make your job better?'" And he loves his job. He also works at another coffee shop and he hates his job. And he goes in and he keeps his head down and he doesn't really meet the eye of the customers and he doesn't do a lot of side talking. And his managers there try to catch him doing something wrong. And so the customer experience with Flynn in the large coffee shop is a very different customer experience of the other coffee shop. And the difference is servant leadership.
Yeah, well, they say a fish stinks from the head down. Recently, I went into a very upscale restaurant, and I knew immediately that the people were so kind and so friendly and enjoying themselves. And then I met Scott, who is the manager, and I could see immediately why. He was there. I mean, just he has that servant leadership attitude. It was not oppressive. It was not dominant. Why is it that the young people today, this new generation coming up, I understand that they'll apply for a job, but they'll say that money's not the most important thing, is that they want to leave a footprint, which I find very admirable.
Yeah, they look for work-life balance. They look for ethics and trust. And they look for the company having a positive impact on the world around them.
They look for ethics and trust.
Yeah. Yeah, transparency is very important to them. And you cannot have transparency without trust.
I guess if somebody out there is watching this, I guess some of us are not made to be bosses, though, because whenever I think about being an authority, I cringe. It's just such an effort and a burden. I don't want to be in charge. I even told one of my engineers 20 years ago, I said, "You should actually be the boss." You know, and I said, "Leader, you can't expect leadership from a non-leader. Some of us are just not born, or we don't. Maybe we're not subjected to somebody who is a good boss that we can then imitate. How important is that?"
It's critical. It's so critical. You know, our leaders are dealing with employee disengagement, quiet quitters, and high turnover.
High turnover. And in today's, if you're labor intensive today, you don't want to turn people over because you may not be able to replace them. Why do you think that is, that it's hard to find people for low end positions at this point?
Because they're moving around. I mean, the people who are in entry level positions typically are millennials and Gen Z. And as Gen Z gets a little bit older, right now the upper range of Gen Z is 25. So they're just entering the workforce if they're coming out of college. And it, you know, it used to be that we were expected to be loyal to the company. And today's people are looking for the company to be loyal to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
true. They have no compunction about leaving.
I mean, only a few short years ago, you had the man who put a bologna sandwich or his wife did into a metal box every day for 35 years. He went to work at Bethlehem Steel. And then at 36 years in, he decides to retire. And they say, "Oh, we're sorry. We spent your retirement." The senators and the congressmen who allowed such a thing to happen should have been hung by the scruff of their neck. Obviously, we have not had leadership. It must be a lot of fun for you, Susan Anderson, the path to servant leadership, to go into a company and be paid well to do it, to meet with management, and then to be able to turn this around, knowing you're being a blessing to the leadership, but you're being even more of a blessing to the recipients of them becoming servant leaders.
The first 3 months of the 12-month program, I do a SWOT analysis and a change readiness assessment. So I'm talking to every single person in the company. And I require that the CEOs who become my clients sign a non-disclosure. Not so much that I don't want them to know what I'm doing. That's not the case. I want them to feel free to understand the level of confidentiality that's required for me to talk to their people and to find out all the dirty laundry.
Yeah, I remember for years, somebody that worked as a you know, a blue collar worker for Ford Motor Car Company, and this man is now old, had got old and died, but he said they would never listen to the common worker that might say you could use this bolt instead of this bolt and you'll save the company hundreds of thousands of dollars annually and it'll work better, until they started to have a box.
Yeah.
Which was,
Have you ever heard the expression, if you want somebody to mop the floors, let them choose the mop?
No, I have not.
Yeah. Industry today it's completely changing. In part, COVID had a very big impact that is not ever going to go away. Even if we never see another case of COVID, it changed the world. And in part with the new generations that are coming up.
You know, I don't know if you've heard of Debbie Maycomber, the New York Times bestselling author. Well, I interviewed her like I interview you, and we became very good friends, her and her husband, Wayne. And she's very brilliant. She's quite brilliant. And you remind me of her.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. And I'd like to reconnect with you. I'd like her to get a copy of your book. She has a whole lot of people now, you know, that she does the Hallmark movies and a whole bunch of stuff, but she has a lot of people working for her. And I think she would really like your approach. And you seem to have a kinship of tone and attitude. But anyway, just I want you to put that in there and remind me of that sometime in the future when we're talking. Okay. So tell us something about it. You go in there. What are the titles of your chapters? That sometimes is a telltale sign of what someone's going to learn from a book.
It'll probably surprise you. The chapters are titled the first 3 months, month four, months 5 through 9, months 10 through 12. It's not chapter one, chapter two, chapter three with cute little titles. This is not fiction, first of all. Yeah. Second of all, it's meant to be a guide. It's meant to be a roadmap. And people will ask me, how long will it take before I can feel comfortable that we are now a servant-led company? And the answer is, I don't know. It depends on your organization, how large it is, how old it is, which toxic managers are in place that need to be dealt with, the processes of producing your widgets. I mean, it's so personalized. What I do is so customized to the leadership and their followers.
Well, an autocratic leader, it's funny, you've got a man like George C. Patton, World War II. Now, the men would do anything for that man. You know why? He would go out to the front line. He didn't hide behind the soldiers.
Right.
It's just a CEO that will take out the garbage. That's, for instance, somebody tells me to take out the garbage, I might have a resentment. But if I see the boss taking out the garbage and says, would you do that on Wednesdays? Sure. If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Tony Hsieh from Zappos is a really good example of being accessible. He and the rest of his C-suite had open cubicles on the same floor that the call center was in. And there was no door. There was no corner office. And he was very accessible to the people. They knew that. They understood that. They loved it. He was only in business for 10 years when Amazon bought him out. You know,
What is Zappos?
Zappos was an online shoe store.
What kind of store?
Shoes. They started selling shoes online.
Oh, and Amazon bought them out?
Amazon bought them out for $1 billion.
Right here in town, Jeff Bezos, his ex-wife, who I guess her take was $63 billion or something. Well, she's giving a lot of it away. She came to our little town and gave $40 million to our local community college. Well, the man who's now running that says he has an open door policy, and he literally has the door open. Anybody can come in at any time. I would say that's servant leadership, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yes, it's definitely an inspiring leader.
Well, it's very exciting what you're doing here, because like I said, when I walk into a restaurant, I immediately can tell by the attitude. And, you know, studies show that if you have a good server, it can make up for poor food, but great food can never make up for a poor server. If your server is not having a good time, it's going to be a miserable meal. Yeah. And when they come in and they have a great attitude, you know, immediately someone, whoever's in charge here, is treating these people well because they're happy and free.
Yep. Yep.
Well, listen, if people want to get a copy, Susan Anderson, of your book, The Path to Servant Leadership, how can they do that?
It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the online book retailers.
Wonderful. And of course, we down in Vero Beach, Florida, I broadcast to a very affluent community, and we boast of having more Fortune 500 retired CEOs than any zip code in the United States. But a lot of those people are still influenced and are influencers being on the board of directors and stuff. So yeah. Maybe you'll pick up a client or two, but I hope we can get back together after I've read your book in the future and do this again. You're a lovely guest and I'm all for what you're doing. And I really want to read this book because I need it too.
Well, thank you, Rhett. And I look forward to coming back on.
All right. Very much so. So please make sure that we get your contact information. And if you could text me, because you have my cell number, right?
Give it to me again.
It's 772-473-7777. 772-473-7777. And that's R-H-E-T-T. You must be familiar with that name, being in the South.
Yes, I am. I thought your mom had a sense of humor when she named you.
Yeah, she liked that movie. It actually means encourager in Welsh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which, you know, rhetoric.
Right.
All right. So, Susan Anderson, the title of the book, folks, is The Path to Servant Leadership. If you want to have more power, sometimes it takes giving others power to really have the greatest power. And the greatest leaders are servants. As Jesus said, the greatest among you shall be the servant of the rest. Thank you, Susan Anderson. Have a great day up there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Thanks, Rhett. Enjoy your time off.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you, Susan. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Can I pour my heart out to a listening ear? Well, I see this life, its valleys and mountains, and I think of all the roads that brought me here. Oh, that brought me here. Walking down the road. Well, I've questioned my reasons, this life I'm living. I question my ability to judge wrong.